The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
As most of you know, there were protests in downtown Columbus concerning the shooting death of Casey Goodson. Sad, tragic story. Young man killed as he was entering his house, killed by a Franklin County deputy sheriff. No matter what the details, no matter what comes out of the investigation, it's tragic. It's tragic all the way around. It is tragic for the family of Casey Goodson. A young man is dead. A son is dead. I grieve for his family. I really do. I also grieve for the sheriff's deputy. His name is Jason Mead. Now, that name didn't mean anything to me until someone sent me a little bit of research. And Franklin County Deputy Jason Mead is also a pastor. He's pastor of a small Free Will Baptist church west of Columbus. And I grieve for him and his family as well. I realize someone said, well, he shot that young man in cold blood. Folks, listen. If you're an LTD, you would never say that because we don't know. We don't know the details yet. And LTDs do not jump to conclusions. LTDs don't march in the streets and protest and yell and scream and shout without any facts, without knowledge, without an investigation. LTDs don't do that. So we don't know what happened. The family of Casey Goodson says he was this great kid. He had a concealed weapon permit, and so he was trained in the use of a firearm and what he could and couldn't do. And by the way, part of the training in concealed weapon class is how do you respond to police when you have your weapon? That's part of the training. So the family is saying, here's a young man, had no criminal background whatsoever, just a great kid. He went to Subway to get some food, and he was bringing it back, put his key in the door, and this deputy sheriff, without any reason whatsoever, shot him in the back and killed him on the steps of his house. And if I understand correctly, he actually fell into the kitchen of the house where he died. Is that possible? Yeah. Does it sound likely? No. The sheriff's deputy said that he was waving a gun and that he repeatedly ordered this young man to drop the weapon, drop the weapon, drop the weapon. He refused to drop the weapon and he opened fire. Two absolutely different accounts. Who's telling the truth? I have no idea. And by the way, neither do you. Neither does anybody else. And you know the story. It was a big investigation by SWAT team, and I think the FBI was involved, and they were looking for a fugitive. And by the way, this young man that was shot was not the subject of the investigation. He was not the fugitive. He is not who they were looking for at all. But I understand that yesterday, in the middle of the morning service of the church where this deputy sheriff is pastoring, by the way, he was not there. And I think for obvious reasons, for his safety and for the sake of the congregation, he wasn't there. But in the middle of the service, a group of protesters barged into the service, began screaming, yelling, shouting, murderer, 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 disrupted the service. And that whole church is reeling from this as well. And here is my plea that I make continuously. Don't reach any conclusions until we know the facts. There is going to be a thorough investigation. The FBI has become involved. The Columbus police have become involved. Franklin County Deputy Sheriff's Office has obviously involved. It seems that the investigation has already been bungled. And I'm not going to go into the reasons for that, but it seems that the investigation, sadly, tragically, has already been at least somewhat bungled. And that's tragic. But many people have already tried and convicted this police officer. He's guilty, cold-blooded murder. This young man did nothing. He didn't wave a gun. He was just walking into his house with a bunch of Subway sandwiches, and this police officer just walked up to him because he was black, shot him in the back in cold blood. Now, again, that defies common sense. Could it have happened? I suppose. But it's highly unlikely. I have an article in front of me from the Columbus Free Press. I know very little about the Columbus Free Press, but I do know this. Their writers are certainly not objective. I've got a four-page story here in front of me from the Columbus Free Press. And again, I know very, very, very little about the Columbus Free Press. I've heard of them. I don't know what their political slant is. I don't know. But here's the headline. Why did Officer Jason Mead kill Casey Goodson Jr.? Well, it's a four-page article. And according to the Columbus Free Press, this deputy sheriff killed this young man because he is a right-wing fundamentalist religious fanatic. He's just off the chart religious fanatic. They dug up a sermon or a testimony that this young pastor gave at a Free Will Baptist conference 2 years ago, I think. And he, Here's what the Columbus Free Press says, in part. It says, Mead talks about his background as a correctional officer, an undercover officer in narcotics, his deployment, and his church. He explains that his church congregation's willingness for giving to overseas missionaries so often is because we love our freedom here in our country and we know what it will take, what all it takes to be there. Mead says that he has a genuine concern for humanity. He says, I want to help somebody. If that means by arresting somebody here, I'm helping all these here, then that's what I do. Well, according to the Columbus Free Press, that's radical. Really? And I won't bore you with the rest of the article, but again, it goes on for four pages and basically says this pastor, this deputy sheriff, he shot this young black man because he's a wild-eyed, crazy fanatic religious nut job. Not very balanced. I'm praying for the family of the young man killed and this officer and his family.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, in the closing moments of the program, two bits of breaking news. California just issued their Electoral College vote officially. And according to the Electoral College, Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States. All 50 states have met. The Electoral College has voted. And Joe Biden ends up the official tally in the Electoral College, 302 electoral votes for Joe Biden. You need 270 to win. Donald Trump, 232. 302 for Biden, 232 for Donald Trump. Now, does that mean it is official? Official? No, not until January. I do not believe ever in American history that the vote of the Electoral College has been reversed after the college met and cast their votes. I don't believe. I could be wrong. I don't believe that has ever happened. President Trump said today, it's not over. We are continuing our legal battles. I'm not sure what that means. And maybe it's not over. I don't know. But it'd be extremely unlikely for Donald Trump to be reelected at this point. And again, I'll have more to say on this tomorrow. How you and I, how we respond to this, will say a great deal to the people around us about where our trust and our faith is. Be careful. That's all I'll say. I'll have some more to say tomorrow. The other bit of breaking news, Donald Trump today announced that Attorney General Bill Barr will be leaving on or before December 25th. Before Christmas, Bill Barr will be leaving as Attorney General. Was he fired? I don't think so. And to his credit, the president issued a very nice tweet that they're on good terms, that Bill Barr has done an excellent job, and that he is going to leave by December 25th. I was trying to... here's what President Trump said. Just had a very nice meeting. Come on, computer. Ads are popping up. Ah. Just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General... Oh, stop it. Another ad popped up, and I have to scroll down again. Okay. Just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General Bill Barr at the White House. Our relationship has been a very good one. He has done an outstanding job. As per letter, Bill will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen, an outstanding person, will become active Attorney General. Highly respected Richard Donahue will be taking over the duties of Deputy Attorney General. Thank you to all. Okay, scrolling down a little further. Attorney General Barr has resigned. He was not fired. He has resigned. Now, I'm not going to read. There's the letter. Dear Mr. President, I appreciate the opportunity. So far. I know that a whole bunch of people were very angry at Bill Barr because he said the FBI didn't find enough irregularities to change the election. I don't know. The dust is not going to settle about this election for a long, long time. There are going to be numerous continuing investigations into states and how the election was handled. So I don't know how Bill Barr is going to come out concerning this election. But overall, in my personal opinion, I think Bill Barr has been an excellent attorney general. And I believe that he is putting in motion some very important investigations into Hunter Biden and the Biden family before he leaves office. Now, if Joe Biden becomes the next president, he may try to stuff that very, very quickly. But folks, listen. You know the old thing about where there's smoke, there's fire? I have not looked into it extremely deep. But with this Hunter Biden thing, there is an enormous amount of smoke. And I believe there is going to be a big fire. And let me state it again. I could be wrong. But I think it is possible that Joe Biden could be impeached within the first year of his presidency. And there will be a great deal of support from his own party for his impeachment. This Hunter Biden thing is not going to go away. And I don't think it should. And I think some highly illegal things occurred with Hunter Biden. And personally, I'm absolutely convinced that Joe Biden knew what was going on and that he's complicit. I think it compromised our national security. I think more than questionable ties with China, more than questionable ties with an extremely corrupt organization in Ukraine. And I do not think this is going to end well for Hunter Biden. And I don't think that his father, Joe Biden, is innocent. We'll see. And it just wouldn't surprise me at all if Joe Biden were. And I, by the way, I said this before the election, and I still believe it is very possible. And if it comes about, there's going to be a lot of support from Democrats for the impeachment of Joe Biden. And if he were to be impeached, that happens in the House, I think he would be tried and found guilty in the Senate. We'll see. These are strange, strange times. But our faith and trust is in the creator and sustainer of the universe. Praise God. Hey, folks, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you especially for the Salvation Army Crusade. Have a wonderful evening, but remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.